The Philadelphia Orchestra's current trip to Asia has been rough and tumble enough, with mouldering halls in remote Chinese capitals and residency activities amid challenging acoustics and blistering heat. Is that what drives some of them to jump off the top of the 700-foot Macau Tower? The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns reports that orchestra members are going to some extremes to get a break from night after night of concerts.
Usually, when the Philadelphia Orchestra plays the Firebird, it has to do with the Stravinsky Ballet. On this Monday morning in Tokyo, the Firebird is the name of the orchestra's baseball team that's playing against the Tokyo Symphony Orchestra. Though the Philadelphians beat the other orchestra in two games, 16-3 and 17-5, violinist Paul Robey resisted the temptation to boast.
We can't throw and we can't hit. If we do, it dribbles somewhere.
There was one casualty. Violist Chi Young Chen had sprained an ankle but could still play the night's concert. Music director Yannick Nézet-Séguin can't afford to have strong opinions on these matters.
I mean, what can I say? I mean, who knows what they do in Philadelphia before they come to a concert anyway.
Cellist Yumi Kendall went to a prize fight in Macau titled Featherweight Fury, and the next morning, on the flight to Tokyo, encountered one of the boxers who was feeling too beaten up to have his picture taken with her, but relented anyway. Tuba player Carol Yanch played Ultimate Frisbee in a pickup game in Beijing and was asked to join a tournament in Shanghai that starts the day after the orchestra tour ends. It was worth the financial penalties on her airfare.
I paid them. I made some extra residency cash in Macau the other day, so I spent it to play Ultimate.
She also has a bungee jumping habit. For the second year in a row, she was part of a small Philadelphia orchestra contingent that jumped off Macau Tower, the tallest bungee jumping site in the world. Understandably, she's been known to waffle as she looks before she leaps.
It's like, I can't do it. And the one guy was just like, just try a little bit. I was just like, there is no little bit. What are you talking about? Just jump or don't jump. And I was just like, ah.
What's the connection between musicians who live in a safe musical past yet yearn to jump? What I found at the top of Macau Tower was a party atmosphere with club music, free Heineken, I stuck to spring water, and t-shirts that say, why live on the edge when you can jump? As I literally walked the plank overlooking the scenic island coast of Macau, a microphone was strapped to my harness to record the presumably embarrassing sounds I would make as I plunged towards the ground face first. It felt like a 2-hour Mahler symphony scrunched into 7 minutes, and what musician wouldn't want that?
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.